This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Coloradans who have already filed their taxes can breathe a little easier. The IRS will not tax those Tabor refund checks that were sent out last summer. There was some doubt recently as the IRS said it had yet to decide on whether it would tax these kinds of so-called relief funds, something that many people worried would significantly affect their tax returns. Tabor refunds have not been taxed in 30 years. Dozens of courtroom interpreters across Colorado walked off the job this week, right as they're about to get raises. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The interpreters make $45 to $55 an hour, and there are about 300 of them statewide. Earlier this week, the state Senate approved a budget increase to give them $10 an hour raises, something state officials support. But in about a dozen letters sent to judges and court clerks this week, the interpreters say the walkouts were not only because of salaries. The letters also say they have excessive workloads and inadequate communication about expectations. State officials say they hope to continue to work with them on implementing the salary increase because they are critical to the state criminal justice system. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And tomorrow's the Super Bowl. That means lots of parties and lots of cops on the lookout for people driving under the influence. In an effort to encourage Coloradans to get home safely, Lyft is offering $10 off a ride now through next week. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.